The chairman of Australia's corporate regulator, James Shipton, warns the financial system faces enormous pressure when a majority of emergency government support is scheduled to unwind in September. In addition to the JobKeeper cliff, Mr. Shipton says not all residential and business borrowers will survive when six-month loan deferrals provided by the major banks end, especially if the pandemic's protracted. ASIC has just released its updated strategy to deal with COVID-19 hardship cases, and it's warning if the recession's longer than expected, there may not be enough liquidators and administrators to deal with multiple corporate collapses. James Shipton is speaking exclusively here with senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
Well, my biggest fears, Peter, is that the financial system will not be in a position to both respond to the needs of Australians as we sort of evolve our way through this. And the second thing is that the system itself maintains its resilience. Now, on both of those fronts, we are in a very good place and we have to feel optimistic.
When you consider the resilience and stability of the financial system, what are the biggest pressures you're seeing at the moment?
Take the markets. The system is going to be put under stress because people, unfortunately, will go into hardship. These are tough economic times and it will have consequences. So the stress on the system will be how it deals with Australians, treating them fairly as they go through economic hardship. We also have to be very wary that people on the margin won't abuse this vulnerability by putting fellow Australians into more hardship, by advising them inappropriately, by scamming them, or by trying to push a loan onto them.
So when you look at that potential for abuse, what is ASIC investigating at the moment?
So we've got a task force which is looking at scams. We've got a task force and a working group that's looking at the appropriateness of financial advice. We've got a task force looking at aggressive advertising because a lot of people are spending more time at home. They're more susceptible now than they've ever been. And of course, people are concerned about their financial well-being and they are susceptible to making decisions that might not be in their best interest because they're being taken advantage of.
Given what we're seeing in the face of a deep recession, could a health and economic crisis morph into something like the global financial crisis a decade ago?
Oh, look, there's always a risk and we're a long way out of the woods. What we're doing nonetheless is taking these different scenarios and playing them out so that we can be prepared for, you know, whatever eventuality. And this is something that we're also doing on an international level to determine what type of issues did come up in the financial crisis last time so that we can learn our lessons from that and be prepared for that.
Have you been able to war game the worst case scenario, that is a protracted downturn that goes into a very, very long and deep recession and high unemployment?
Oh, look, we're prepared for something like that. I'm not going to say that that's going to happen, but we're certainly prepared for any eventuality in any scenario.
There's been extraordinary emergency support from the federal government, including the $70 billion JobKeeper program. But what about the cliff in late September when that support ends? Are you expecting more financial stress and will the government need to ramp up even more stimulus then?
Look, I'm not going to comment on the government's response, but what I will say is that you highlight issues around the cliff that is very well factored in by us. We realise that there is an adjustment by many households and we are working with financial institutions right now to work through these issues to be prepared for this eventuality when sort of the reality of September and October hits.
And that includes the big four banks, which have given businesses and consumers six-month loan repayment holidays. Banks are already trying to get borrowers to pay at least something back, but that holiday can't last, can it?
Yes, and that's really what I'm talking about when I talk about the cliff, so that financial institutions, lenders are actually checking in with their customers who have taken advantage of these deferments to make sure that they are prepared for the end of those deferments.
Given the September cliff and the prospect of surging unemployment, are you concerned that banks might be forced to foreclose on some loans if people can't pay and go into default?
Well, look, the reality is that many Australians, some Australians, are going to be caught on the wrong side of this. Economic recessions, economic troubles do have consequences. And that is a sad reality, a tragic reality.
But you have no doubt that some people will lose their homes and some businesses will go under.
Oh, look, I think that's the point to avoid, so that the hardship and the consequences are minimised. What I am saying is that the harsh reality has to be recognised and is being recognised by us.
In every crisis, there are winners, but you've noted that liquidators, better known as the corporate undertakers, might be a bit thin on the ground. Are you concerned there might not be enough liquidators around to handle what could be a flood of corporate collapses?
We will need, most likely, at least to prepare, to have liquidators and administrators in place to navigate some companies getting on the wrong side of the crisis. That's unfortunately going to be inevitable.
The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, has put a six-month freeze on new legislation arising from misconduct revealed in the Banking Royal Commission. Does that mean that ASIC has had to take its foot off the pedal in making sure that bad banking behaviour is constantly weeded out?
I wouldn't say that it's a foot off any pedal. We remain very committed, and I understand the government remains very committed to getting back on that important work. We realise that financial institutions are under enormous amount of pressure right now. We are continuing to get matters through the courts.
Regulations on continuous disclosure on the share market have also been eased during COVID-19, but that's the basis of an informed market. So are you concerned that this might be an opportunity for companies to dodge proper surveillance and get away with things like insider trading?
That is a perennial worry. You know, fully informed market is absolutely vital. Yes, there has been temporary relief in some, but not all aspects. We are clearly monitoring and being vigilant over the types of disclosures, whether they be disclosures to take advantage of COVID-linked issues. We are very vigilant about that. When there's been faults and when there's been failings, we'll act accordingly.
And that's James Shipton, the chairman of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, and he was speaking there with Peter Ryan.